Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Thank you, Russ. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. I'm Deborah Mathis, your host of the Energy for Success radio show, broadcast here on Life Coach Radio Network, blogtalkradio.com. I am so excited to have you with me this evening as we continue the E2S relationship series. Boy, we're going to kick off part two here in a moment. But I want to first share with you, here are some ways you can participate live. The call-in number, you're going to have three dynamic coaches here, so call in with your relationship questions. The number is 646-716-9397. Again, that number to listen live or call in with your questions and participate is 646-716-9397. I also invite you to like Engage to Success on Facebook or send me a tweet, hashtag Energy for Success. Let's go ahead and get started. I have phenomenal guests this evening. I have Carolyn Owens, who is my co-host, who started out with me on this podcast relationship series. She's going to join me, as well as Quentin Morgan, as we define courtship and dating and why knowing the difference is a vital piece to your relationship roadmap. But I want to go ahead and introduce everyone to you. I'm going to start with Carolyn. Carolyn Owens is the chairwoman and CEO of Infinity Coaching, Inc. Infinity Coaching provides keynote presentations, organizational training, career and life coaching that helps women up-level their skills so they can up-level their income. Carolyn's writing and quotes have been featured in Fox News Magazine website, Huffington Post, Be Woman Magazine, Legacy in the Making Magazine, and many other publications. Carolyn has also been featured in various videos, including several with world-renowned life coach Mary Morosi. To learn more about Carolyn, please go to infinitycoaching.net. We also have Quentin Morgan, who is an author, speaker, relationship advocate, and a certified wellness advisor and balance management. His goal is to bring key relationship issues that are avoided and often not discussed to the forefront to and aid in love, life, and living. Quentin teaches others unique yet powerful communication skills so they can be a much better partner in their primary love relationships. Everyone, I'd like you to welcome Carolyn and Quentin to the show. Hello.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be here for another week.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be here as well. Glad to be in a member. Looking forward to an exciting hour.
Absolutely, Quentin, come on. I'm sure we're going to bring it on this evening because we have testosterone on the phone. Hey, I want to go ahead and jump us off because we have a wonderful topic here to talk about. I'll say that one Saturday morning, I was just pondering over a cup of coffee about relationships, dating, and marriage. So I was on my soapbox about how our music in the African-American culture tends to be so sexually driven And online dating has become technology driven. And you know, there's just many books and movies that romanticize love and relationships. So I just began to wonder, why is it that we perceive that many relationships have failed? Why the confusion? So it occurred to me that perhaps there's a missing link here that we haven't really explored that's creating the piece around, do we really understand dating? What is courtship? Really, what is that all about? So we want to get clarity here, because many women might perceive they're in relationships leading to marriage when they're actually are still in the dating zone. What y'all think about that tonight?
Y'all, ladies first.
Sure. You know, you think about it, I wonder, do people even know what dating is anymore? Because we skip all that and we go straight to, how you doing? Let's go off and do these intimate things together without even getting to know each other. So I think it's a lost art when it comes to dating and courtship that we aren't even, we're not taught this. We just jump right into it. It's a whole different generation now.
I'm going to go back to something you said, Deborah, early on in your commentary, right? You mentioned you were listening to the music, right?
And yes.
Let's just go back a little bit. Let's just go back and let's realize, we have to realize who was the author of music. Who was the author of music, you know? The author of music was the devil, the enemy. Okay, so if the devil was the author of music, that's the quickest way in order to what? Deflect. Or a quickest way to, in order to get someone to really coincide with what you're actually saying. Okay? And I say it like this. The brain is an associating organism, right? So the brain sees or hears, the brain associates, right? So when you have young adults, or even grown individuals, the young adults for the most part, when they hear these artists continuously refer to sex in every single R&B song that you hear today, every single song refers back to sex. So a young man, young woman hears that, and they think that is the way to go about engaging in a relationship, which is completely wrong, which is completely opposite on how it should go about. Right? We have to get back to the basics. 73%, right? 73% of all African-American marriages, Christian marriages, end in divorce. Why is that? And I think all those things collectively come together for the reason for the divorce rate being as high as it is. With the music, right? With people believing in the songs in itself. Even when you go kind of expand a little bit as far as when you watch Housewives of Atlanta or these reality shows, it goes back to the negativity. It goes back to what? Hip-hop and R&B and the songs that we're listening to that are sexually based. But until we get back to the basics of love, living, and happiness, we'll continue going this downward spiral that we've been on for the past 35, 40 years.
Well, Quentin, you know what? You kicked it off with some fire there. So I'm gonna say let's really back a little bit. And that's because you said we need to get back to the basics. So
absolutely.
Let's start with. I wrote it down because even I had to go back and look at it again because I know there's something here. So I'm gonna start off. I'm gonna define courtship, dating, relationship, and romance. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
I mean, I want y'all to hold tight here because this was an eye-opener for me. Here we go. Courtship. A man courting of a woman, seeking the affections of a woman, usually with the hope of marriage. So I'm going to go back to that word affection. Affection means a positive feeling of liking, respect, warmness, warm-heartedness. So I'm going to read that all together. Courtship is a man courting a woman, seeking the affections, a positive feeling of liking, respect, warm-heartedness of a woman, usually with the hope of marriage. I'm going to move on to dating. Dating has been defined as meet with a lover or potential lover. Date regularly, have a steady relationship with. That's dating, defined in the dictionary. Meeting with a lover or a potential lover. Relationship, a state of connectedness between people, especially an emotional connection. Partnership, but it's also been defined as a love affair, romance. And here we are for romance, because you know there's thousands of romance novels out there, and you know Hollywood tends to romanticize love and marriage. But here's what romance is defined as: a relationship between two lovers. Talk or behaving amorously without serious intent. Flirting. Is that some powerful definitions there or what? Who woke up on that one? I mean, come on now, because we got the shows. Come on, Quinn.
Yeah, I mean, you like this. Let me go ahead.
No, I just we certainly do not use those words in those ways. You know, when you think about how you just defined romance, we certainly don't use it like that. You know. Go ahead, Quinn.
And I'm gonna speak on the relationship aspect. What's the root word of relationship? It's relation. Okay? So, you know, you have to have some type of interaction, you know, with someone, you know, in order to have a relationship, you know what I mean? So relationship and dating are two different aspects and two different situations or scenarios. And actually dating a lot of times can be determined or can be defined as also nowadays it's called talking. You know, you say, you know, yeah. You're talking to her or you're talking to him. That's the terminology we kind of use now. But the thing about it is, the disconnect comes in where we, as men and women, right, don't have any defined roles within the relationship in itself or within the dating process or the talking process. The woman may want something else, but the man is thinking something completely different from what the woman is actually level that she's on. So those are things that need to be established from day one. Yeah, but those are the things that need to be established from day one. Communication, relationship, communication. Commune, back and forth. You know, you have to get an understanding of when I tell women right now, I always tell women, right, or people in general, but I'm mostly women. If you want to get married, say that off the rip. Say that conversation one, if you want to get married. Because what's the purpose of dating a guy, of talking to a guy, if he's not the one for you and he doesn't have the same goals and aspirations as you do as far as getting married? Because he may be thinking he just want to date and have a good time and just have fun. He may not be thinking marriage. So we have to get back to the basics, get better communication. Once you communicate, then you're able to establish whatever it may be, whether it's a relationship or just going to have fun or whether it may be. But if you actually want to get married, these are the things that need to be discussed from conversation one.
What if you don't know right off the bat that you want to get married and it takes time that you're just out there trying to know somebody that you really want to get to know who they are as opposed to, well, I don't know in the back of my mind that I want to marry you?
Well, that's fine, too.
You know,
that's fine, too. But go ahead.
You know what, though? But here's an interesting thing if we come from a biblical perspective, and that is... Jesus, it is written that Jesus had mentioned when the Pharisees had came to him And they were trying to, again, trap him into what his thoughts were about certain things. So here's what he said, that some of the Pharisees came to him. Does the law allow man to divorce his wife for whatever reason he wishes? Because men were just divorcing women if they didn't cook, if the meal burned, or if the pillow was to the left when it should have been to the right. So they were just looking for all kind of reasons to divorce a woman back then. But Jesus went on to say, have you read the scriptures where in the beginning the Creator made people male and female? And for this reason, man leaves his father and mother to unite with his wife, and the two become one. So they're no longer two, but one. No human should be separated than what God has joined together. So then even Jesus' disciples objected and said, if this is how it's supposed to be between a man and his wife, and on those terms of marriage, here's what they responded. They felt like they were stuck. Why get married if it's neither profitable or advisable to marry? So Jesus said, here's the key. Not everyone is mature enough to live a married life. It requires aptitude and certain grace. Come on now, don't get quiet on me. Somebody say something.
I mean, no, marriage is not meant for everyone. There are people who they know that they cannot fulfill the requirements of what a marriage truly requires. But it's whether or not they choose to be honest with themselves and not give into, you know, have a lot of people, or especially women, are frowned upon if they've never been married. Ooh, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with you if you're choosing not to go down that path?
Well, the Bible also says better to marry than to burn. You know, so which aspect of it, you know, you're actually gonna go with? Are you going to continue to live a virginous a life without ever experiencing the pleasures of having an orgasm and making love, right? Or are you going to, it's better to marry than to burn. The Bible says that in itself, you know. So, but we have to understand what marriage entails. And see, in today's time, it's so quick to just divorce. So it's so easy just to get a divorce. You know, if it don't work out, I'm just going to get a divorce. And a lot of times now, most of the time, let's say 95% of the time, we don't believe in the vows in itself. We don't. We just say them because it's right to say them, but we don't believe them. The reason I can prove we don't believe them, right, is because we're so quick to get a divorce because of finances, because of romance, right, because of communication. And the Bible doesn't say any of those things or gives the ground for divorce. The only thing that gives the ground for divorce is what? Adultery. That's it. The Bible says for better or for worse. Right? See, the thing is, we're quick to run. We're quick to run. Right? We don't want to stay for the long haul. Right? We're not for the worst. When the worst comes, we get going. We roll. We bounce. We leave. That's why I say no one even believes. Really. No one truly believes in the vows that they're actually saying. Because if they did, no one would be divorced. But a divorce rate would be very low, I should say. You know, because the only grounds for divorce is adultery. But see, I blame the men. The reason the divorce rate is so high, also let me say this. Not only is the divorce rate 73%, but the single rate among African-American women and men is in a high 70th percentile as well. It's only 47% in the Caucasian community, right? You say, well, why is that? I say that because most African American men, we no longer value our women. See, we forget that Eve was the blessing. It wasn't Adam. Eve was the blessing to Adam, right? He made Eve for Adam. So she's the blessing, not him. But we've reversed that. We've making it so that the man is the blessing. He's the one that gets everything. No, it's not like that. Eve is the blessing, but we have lost that in our community. Us as blacks, you know, us. We've lost that. That's why we lead the nation in the divorce rate and in the single rate. But I blame the man, because it's on us, as you all, to marry us. It's not reversed. So that means we're not choosing you all. We're the problem. We're the problem. Not so much the women. Definitely it goes both ways to some degree. But if I'm the leader, right, that I have to take the brunt of the cause of the relationship issues that I have, right? Anytime the relationship fails, let me say this. Let me put it to you like this. The president chooses his cabinet. He chooses who works under him, right? His vice president, he chooses his cabinet. When things go wrong in the country, he doesn't blame his cabinet. He takes the blame. You know what? Because he's the head. Same thing in sports, right? No matter how good the team is, how bad the team does, when the team does bad, regardless of the situations at hand or scenarios, they fire the coach. You know why? Because he's in control. He's the head. Same thing in relationships. Same thing in relationships. If the relationship goes awry, I blame the man. See, men, we have to follow God, what God would have for us. But that's what we have. That's what we're lacking now as men. You know, we're not following God and having what God has for us to give, right, to supply to our women.
I'm a pause right there. I think we have a caller on the line. I want to see if they want to have a question or a comment. One moment. Hello, you called into Energy for Success. Who are we speaking with? Okay, I think they're just going to listen and enjoy the call. The reason I went there, Quentin, because you did bring up you've been bringing to the table the Christian perspective here, and I want us to really be inclusive of everyone that is either in a relationship or they're seeking a relationship. Many busy professionals are going to online dating services because they don't have the time or to really sit down and vet that person. People are just quickly on dating sites putting together a profile, and hopefully that's enough to say, okay, maybe that's a match. But what makes that somewhat superficial is that you're starting with visual. Are they attractive enough or are they not attractive enough? And we're not going to get on the pictures that people place on their profiles. So, but again, we want to educate our listeners to, if you're wondering why your relationships or keep turning out the way that they do, the outcome, let's take a look at what are you leading with. Are you leading with your body? Because, you know, Hollywood, as you brought up, Quentin, we have the reality shows. We have the music that all says lead with your body. And, of course, women know that men are visual. And what do they emphasize the most? You know, their bodies. So the question would be, okay, if you're going to lead with your body, keep in mind, what do you expect from the man, how he's going to respond to you? So let's take a look at when you weren't with us last week, Quinn, but you did bring up the fact that taking a look at getting back to the basis, having that conversation, communicating. We talked about, I thought it was a dynamic conversation about raising your standards. What are your criteria? First of all, determine what is it that you want before you even get into a relationship. Are you marriage material? Do you want to get married? Now that we're defining what a relationship is, what type of relationship do you want? Is it sexual? Is it just friendship? Is it platonic? Get very clear about what you want after before you even talk about the attraction. So the next thing is, after attraction, let's talk about the courtship. If you want, if you are having hopes, whether man or woman, if you are having hopes that my desired outcome is to be married, then think about the courtship, how that's going to look. If you, that independent woman that says, I don't need a man, I don't want a man, I just want a, what is it called, a cutty buddy? Like, I heard that for the first time on Being Mary Jane. Friend with benefits. Sometimes they don't even want a friend. They just want to do that connection. But determine what it is you want. And if you're leading that way, don't expect a different outcome. Don't think that because you led with your body, that that means he's going to put a ring on it. Because you're kidding yourself.
You know, that's all that seduction and stuff that takes place. But, you know, but and there, honest, there are people out there, you know, that that's what they want. I've heard it in coaching and different, you know, groups and stuff. That's all. There are people out there who don't lead with the desire for courtship, and they're okay with that. They don't ever want to get married. They just want a friend that they can have come by when they want to. That what's that midnight hour called? Booty call. That's what's called. Somebody wants to have a booty call every now and then. You know, but that's what some people are seeking. And but there are people who, you know, what about you? There are people who, I mean, I would wonder if there are people who clearly don't even know what they want, if it's marriage, without even going to courtship and getting to know people. Because the assumption is that, well, you know, women are often told, you're going to grow up and you're going to get married. That's it. That's your plan. Mm-hmm. There's no, or what about these arranged marriages that still take place in the country? I had students that I had that were from another country who they had an arranged marriage and they grew to love each other over time. So, I mean, that still even exists in today's society, even in the United States.
But that's a key. Even in an arranged marriage, there is heavy emphasis on courtship first, nothing sexual. And notice they're growing toward the relationship of marriage. And some people they do grow to love each other, and some people in this day and time that have been arranged in a marriage, they definitely rebel it, you know, because that's not the person they want to be with. But we talked about being able to communicate your needs, but you also have to keep in mind the culture and of the time regarding relationship.
I mean, well, if you look at the culture of the time, the culture of the time is not in alignment with courtship. You know, culture tells you, I met you, we can, you know, get together, and then after we'd already been intimate or had relations, then I'm going to decide if I like you. You know, that's a lot of what culture teaches today.
Yeah, but we have to keep in mind, we've been in getting dating and relationship confused, because we're thinking, if we understand that dating is sexual, we're dating for sex here, with the intent of sex. But at times we as women, because we have that emotional innate within us, we thinking, okay, if I lay down with this man, we can kid ourselves and say, oh, I'm just in it for this. But we both know the way we've been created, we want a connection, pure and simple. We want a connection. We want more than the physical. What is that? I heard that song. I may date myself here. Mars Day said, "Gigolos get lonely too." I heard gigolos get lonely too, because it's more than the sexual satisfaction. Everybody wants partnership where they can grow and build. And what is it? Be fruitful and multiply. That's what we all looking for. That's what we all desiring. But sometimes we are going about it a painful way. But hopefully tonight we can help you adjust your filter to take a look at, okay, now I have a clarity about where I want to go.
And you talk about courtship, that I would say how many people that are the youth today growing up even heard the word courtship, hear the word courtship, or taught what courtship is. You know, they're taught more of your definitions of dating and romance. And I tell you that when I think of romance, I certainly didn't think of the definition that you gave. People are taught as opposed to, you know, what they're taught dating is how you get somebody nowadays, as opposed to the taking time to get to know them through the courtship as you described it.
Well, Carolyn, I think some people may not have been taught at home. They may have been given a book, because depending on your generation, you just didn't talk about sex. That wasn't proper to talk about. And people still today get embarrassed, parents get embarrassed about talking about sex. So that's why it's put into the education system, because we still are afraid to have that conversation about sex.
Well, here's the problem, right? I'm gonna go back to something what you said in the beginning. Talking about the internet dating, right? See, mm-hmm. We're in a generation now, we're in a time now, we're in an age now where we want things quick, fast, in a hurry. Mm-hmm. Right?
Absolutely.
So everything microwave, right? So we've got gotten away from the basics. We've gotten away from the basics. You see, now relationships are harder now, because conversations become testing, arguments become phone calls, and feelings become status and tweets. Okay?
Yeah.
A lot of times you look on Facebook, you hear a lot of people talk about their situation on Facebook, on Twitter, right? Instead of engaging with you, hey, baby, how you doing? What's going on? We need to talk. No, I'll send you a text message, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that takes the feeling mm-hmm. out of it. We need to get back to engagement, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Get back to engaging mm-hmm. one another, right? Back to the basics. You know, what happened to just, excuse me, how are you? My name is Quentin, what's yours? What happened to that? You know, I made a post yesterday, actually, and talked about getting back to when, you know, dressing alike. Remember back in the day when couples were dressed alike?
Yes.
You know, exactly.
I can't get with you on that one, Quentin.
Back in the day when you would buy Coca-Cola and drink, you know, both of y'all would get two straws and drink out the same Coke. You know, when you buy one ice cream cone and lick off the same ice cream cone. What happened to those days?
You know what happened to it, Quentin? You know what happened to it? You can make it happen. Speak about it.
No.
He does.
Well, yeah, well, exactly. I speak about it all the time. You know, people got to follow my lead. I speak about it all the time. You know, what happened?
You just said people got to follow my lead. So are the men
right.
stepping up and taking the lead in this whole courtship dating thing?
Oh, no, absolutely not. If it was, we wouldn't have 73% of women, 70% of women wouldn't be single. if we were taking the lead. See, roles are being reversed, right? And let's go back to from a biblical state. The Bible says what? If anyone would praise me, the rocks would cry out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the rocks would cry out. Let me go a little deeper. Who are the rocks? The women. The women are the rocks, right? You are my rock. You are my backbone. You are who makes me breathe. You are the reason why I breathe. I love you. You are my rock. And right now, the women are calling out. The women are our rocks, and the women are calling out for us to step up as brothers, as men. We're not stepping up. That's why, not just from a relationship standpoint, but also from a community standpoint, we're on a downward spiral. Because us as African-American men are not stepping up and doing the things that we should do in order to sustain a healthy relationship from a family standpoint. Right? We're not stepping up. We haven't got back to the basics. And so you have two selves, right? You have your ego self, and you have your true self. Your ego self is what society tells you that you should be. You should be fine. You should be skinny, you know, short hair, long hair, whatever. Eat this, eat that. That's what society says. That's the ego. But we have to get back to our true selves, who we truly are. Right? Who we truly are. It's, a lot of times we, I'm talking again to African Americans, we don't like who we are. That's why we're in the state that we're in. No one likes self-reflection. We have to get back to self-reflecting, and the only way that you can solve a problem, right, is to reflect on it and see what the problem is. But until you reflect on it, you would never be able to address it.
Quinn, that's a powerful statement. I'm going to take a short break here and announce the upcoming shows that are being featured here on Life Coach Radio Network. So please stick around and listen as we have a lineup here that is just phenomenal here. On March 31st at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the show, What is Active Waiting and Why It's Important? On Sunday, we have Mark My Words with Certified Life and Business Coach Mark Schall. His show is featured on Sunday, April 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Next, on April 8th, boy, I can't believe how fast this month has gone by, but April 8th at 1 p.m. Eastern, we have the show, Learn the Secrets of a Compelling Website, SEO, and Online Branding. Again, let me announce that show again. It is called Learn the Secrets of a Compelling Website, CEO, and Online Branding. That's going to be aired here on Life Coach Radio Network on April 8th at 1 p.m. My next show will be part three of this series that's going to wrap up with the E2S Relationships series. We're going to talk about with Kalpana Patel, creating the most important relationship, and that is with yourself. That is going to be, again, on Thursday, April 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to the Energy for Success show here with Deborah Mathis and her guest, Carolyn Owens, who's my co-host, and our guest, Quentin Martin. The number to call in is 646-716-9397. So let's go ahead and jump back in to what we're talking about, why it's so important to know the difference between courtship, dating, relationship, and romance. Quinn, you were talking about the African-American male standing up. You know what? I think it's about most men that need to step up. But right now we're seeing in our culture, African-American men, and you made an interesting point that I like to circle back to by saying that we don't like ourselves. I think it's a major identity crisis with ourselves because we've been called over the decades, over 100 years, from the Negro, we've been, after the civil rights, we've been black people, and now we're African Americans. What happened to just being an American? I'm an American. I'm proud to be an American. Don't box me in, don't stereotype me. I am an American. And I think once we get a clear identity, cultural identity of who we are and stay there, that'll be fine. Because I have yet to see white people, Caucasians change every decade or so. I have yet to see Hispanics change every decade or so. It's just been our culture, and we need to have a place where we feel that we can truly identify. And then I think that's when the restoration and the healing will begin, where we can say, okay, I now know who I am. Now I can start leading because I know where I'm going and because I know who I am.
But you know, who has fueled that self-hate? We've done it to ourselves by putting down our brothers and our sisters by saying, you know, your hips are too wide. You know, I've had, you know, I'm a curvy girl. And I've heard that from not other races, but my own race, or the color of our skin, or the different things that we talk about, that it's something that we keep going as a continuous cycle amongst ourselves. It's not what other people are doing to us anymore. It's what we're doing to ourselves.
Yeah.
By keeping us down, by having the spirit of competitiveness in judging each other and calling ourselves ugly and, you know, who do you think you are, that we consistently do to each other.
So could we, so now is the time for us to raise our energy to where we leave the competitiveness, we leave the fight piece in there, the anger piece in there, and start looking at that it's time to make that transition into taking responsibility, taking ownership, and being accountable. Stop blaming other people for the irresponsibility. Stop blaming other people or expecting them to take care, because you may have be coming from a victim mindset. It's time to put all that away, because what good is it serving you? What good is it serving you to have a victim mentality or a fight mentality when you can go move on forward to so much more that's expanding your world, expanding your influence for the greatness that you've been holding out, missing, because you're not coming into your fullness of your potential? So how can you expect anyone else to, when you talk about a relationship, if you're not coming at that place to where you're always fighting with yourself, then let's think about that. The law of attraction. You're going to attract someone that's fighting with themselves too. And both of y'all get to fighting together. Oh my gosh. Let's start selling tickets here. Who's going to be Don King? Because we got a boxing match that's ready to happen in a relationship. And it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way, but it happens. But there is the opportunity where we can start transitioning. We can start that transition by expanding our awareness that there are better relationships. We can improve our relationship with each other. But it first starts with... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it starts with understanding who you truly are. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back to the American statement that you made concerning just being an American. If that was truly the case, right, then the Emancipation Proclamation wouldn't need to be written, you know. And we have to get back to knowing who we truly are. You know, America, as you know, America, we can say we're just Americans, but that's not true. You're more than just an American. You're an African-American, you know, and that's why we are the color that we are. That's why the shapes of our nose are the way they are. The shapes of our lips are the way they are, right? But until we get back to that original, I go back to getting back to the basics. We get back to the original spiritual system that was designed in order to sustain healthy relationships. We continue to go on this downward spiral. We can't negate the fact that negate what our ancestors went through in order for us to get to the point of where we're at now, especially from a financial state, right? But we can't. I mean, we a lot of times we go and say, "Well, I'm just like you just said. I'm just an American." Well, that's not. No, you're not just an American. You're more than just an American. Because if you was just an American, then we wouldn't deal with the trials and tribulations that we go through as black people in America, if we were just looked upon as Americans. So we have to embrace our African heritage in order to get back to knowing who we truly are, you know. And until we get back to that, until understanding who we are, we will continue to go on this downward spiral. And I keep saying that because it's true. We look at that. We was at our best unified state, right? From 1978 all the way back to slavery, okay? All the way back to slavery, we was at our most unified state, right? That's because we was in touch. We got our black power. Remember that? We were in touch with our African heritage. We was in touch with our true selves, who we truly are. Right?
I'm a real yin for a second, because that could be a whole different show right there in itself. But we're going to go back to the topic of knowing the difference about courtship and dating and how we can better approach our relationships, the ones that we're currently in, the ones that we're wanting to pursue, but we're coming in being more educated. You with me on that?
Well, no, I'm with you. I'm definitely with you, but I still go back to knowing in any relationship, I don't care, male or any relationship, even if you're gay, it goes back to knowing who you are, to knowing who you are from the internal state. You can't, there's no way you can, check this out. Let me say it like this. A battery has positive and negative, has a positive and negative charge. The only way a battery can operate or perform its duty properly is to have a positive and negative charge. And all the positive charge is the missing aspect of the negative charge. All the negative charge is the missing aspect of the positive charge, right? So we have to come together, right? Women and men, you're the opposite. We're the opposite. I'm the man, you're the woman, right? So in order to understand, in order to get back where we need to be from a relationship standpoint, dating, we got to understand who we are. We got to know what it takes in order. Go ahead.
So, Quinn, I'm just curious here. You mentioned through the show here that men need to stand up, that they need to come forth. So I'm just curious to know, men know they need to stand up. There's no question. So even as we're talking about, we've set our criteria, and we're going to talk, I'm talking about men and women here. So we set our criteria to what we are looking, what we want in a relationship. Let's go beyond the superficial about having the car, the money, the power, the fame, not chasing the superficial stuff. It's time to go deeper. Let's take it deeper. Let's really get engaged, because we want to align with what our soul, the true self, as you mentioned, not what the ego wants, but what our true self really want is that love, that connection, and we want the partnership. Not a hit it and quit it, not a hit it and quit it, but we want partnership. So tonight, I want us to wrap up here, because time is really flying here. How we start building creating a new roadmap. So we're starting with our standards. We're defining courtship, relationship, dating, and romance. How do we get to that getting clear around? I was just thinking about, let me get my thoughts together here. I thought I had it here. I was thinking about the women that could be in living situations. They're not married to the guy, but they're in living situation because they probably thought that they were actually in a relationship leading to marriage. And you touched on it earlier, Quinn, and I would love for you to go back to that. But the man already knows he's not there with the marriage piece, but he's okay with the living together piece. And he may say, I want marriage, but he's not doing anything, taking the lead to lead toward courtship with the hopes of marriage. So,
Deborah,
come on, Quinn.
Here it is.
Come on.
Here it is.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
It all goes back to the man, right? And let me say this. other if you actually want marriage. See, women have no emotions. So it really, it's a game. It's a game. And let me hear. I'm telling y'all, listen, okay? If I connect with you emotionally, I can get anything out of you that I want. I connect to you on an emotional level. You know how I can tell when I connect with you on an emotional level? You know how I can tell? Because then you start doing the same things that I'm doing as far as my head, my body movements, my conversation. You'll start reacting the same way. Now I know I have you from an emotional standpoint. Now I can really manipulate you. And that's what guys do. You know, we play mind games in order to manipulate the situation. But here it is. What we have to do as men is start stepping up to the plate. But women have to make better requirements. Mm-hmm. If you don't require us to step up to the plate, the man is not going to step up to the plate. He's going to hit it and quit it. He's just going to come in, get what he wants, and leave. Right? Because you don't have any requirements. Go ahead.
With the situation you described, why should he marry her? Because he has everything that he needs. I mean, he ain't, it's no
That's
reason.
Right.
She keeps allowing. That's the thing. We allow certain behaviors and acceptance of things that we, some people would call it settling, but really she has to take back her control too and say, you know, well, wait a minute. Why am I allowing him to sit here and treat me this way? Because, you know, I do it. I put myself in a situation. So I allow her to stand up for herself and say, time out, baby. If you're not going to, you keep saying this year after year after year, I'm done. You know, why has she waited year after year? Has she really got to know who she really is and took the pride and, you know, and empowered herself, the gifts that God has given her to say, no, I ain't got to stay in this. But that's what women will do that. They will get, they want the comforting situation and the familiarity that they will not stand up and walk out the situation and have the courage and take the risk to do it. To realize their own self-worth and know that they are wonderfully and fearfully made. And that this is not what God had intended for them. But they have to accept that. And they have to stand up and they have to move forward. And that is very, very hard for women to do. Because all these thoughts that have been put in their head, you don't deserve more. You get what you get. Oh, girl, he going to marry you at some point. Why are you going to leave that good man? You don't want him? I'll take him. You hear these different things. Is he paying your bills? What more do you want? Girl, he got that job.
Boy, I mean, we can really talk about this, but what we want here, you hit it on the nail that Quinn, you said it's a game. And you know what? Even some people may come from the standpoint, well, I don't play games. Whether you play games or not, there is a game being played. And if you don't know what the rules are, you're going to get hit. Period. Mm-hmm. You're going to get hit.
Mm-hmm. I like to say that everybody has to know their role. You know, what role are you playing? And if you don't understand that role, you're right. You're going to be the one sitting out that's on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
yeah, and what people do, what, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Quinn.
Well, and we talk about from the game aspect, everybody, well, from a sports outlook, right, or inlook, people prepare for the opposition. You prepare. You go to film study, you practice, right? And guess what? When you go to film study and you practice, right, you learn the opposition's weaknesses and strong points. It's the same way in life. It's the same way in relationships. Understanding the other person's weaknesses and strong points, right? Now, if you don't want to play the game, you're going to, like you said, you're going to sit back and get blindsided. What happens when you get blindsided? I mean, you get caught, right? Not looking, not paying attention. You didn't see it coming. But if prepare for the game, you're able to see the hit coming before they get to you and be able to throw that pacing missile out and deflect it, right? But once again, we have to get back to the basics, and us as men have to step up and be men first and lead. We're not leading right. We're not doing the things that we're supposed to do. So how can we expect our situations to get better if we're not doing the right thing as men? If we're supposed to, if we are supposed to be the leaders. Right now, you have women that are leading. And once again, we're talking about from a Christian standpoint. If you're a Christian, right? In order with God, man, woman, child. There's no other way around it. It doesn't go God, woman, man. It doesn't go like that, right? But any time that you go outside of that order, you're out of order, and it's impossible for your situation to work out properly. From a Christian standpoint, okay? If you're a spiritualist, we're talking about other things. If you're conscious, we're talking about other things. We're talking about from a Christian standpoint. If you're to go to it from that level, then we have to address it at that level as well. So you can't go out of order and then expect things to work in an orderly way.
You know, if you talk about it in terms of a game, but and you don't want to spend your relationship on opposing teams. You need to be on the same team, and you got to know when to pass the ball to each other and take it down the court and score those points.
That's right.
So you can't play offense, defense with each other. Pass the ball. Mm-hmm. Pass it back to me. Score the points together. That's the ultimate
goal.
That's right.
That, oh, Carolyn, that is so right. And no, but guess what, Carolyn? Guess what? In order to do that, we both have to know our roles. I have to know that you're going to be able to dribble that ball down the court. I have to know you're going to be able to shoot that ball. I have to know you're going to be able to kick that field goal, whatever it may be, right? Once we understand each other's roles, we can work like a well-oiled machine. But until we get back to that, we will continue to go on the downward spiral that we've been going on for the years.
Well, with that said, Quinn, boy, like I said, time has flown here. We're at five minutes till. I want to go ahead and wrap this up. Whether you are a sports fanatic or if you, like we touched on basketball, whether it's football, most importantly here, we talked about giving you some type of analogy that you can identify with. And that is, first of all, know your role. Know that there is a game being played, but you can determine how you're going to show up and play. So tonight we're in part two, where we have shared with you the rules of the game. We've identified some of the rules, and it's important that you educate yourself as you creating your roadmap to know what courtship means, know what dating means, know what relationship means, know what romance means, and how all that fits into what you're looking for, whether it's marriage or whether it's singleness, but at least be aware of where the direction that you're going in. The Energy for Success Show with Deborah Mathis podcast is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including what you're hearing us on right now. So I invite you to sign up at audibletrial.com/LifeCoachRadio to learn how to get this book free. Quinn, I think you have a book that you're promoting, right?
Absolutely. The name of my book is called Male Baggage: Understanding the Burdens and Impediments That Men Bring into Relationships. You can purchase my book on Amazon.com. You also can purchase my book through createspace.com, or you also for the people that's in the Memphis, Tennessee area, you can get my book through the booksellers. And I'm also right now directing and producing the movie documentary based upon my book, Male Baggage, right? And you can contact me at quintamorgan.wix.com/male baggage. My movie should be out. We have the trailer out by May the 15th, and the movie should be out by August.
Thank you, Quinn. Thank you. We'll make sure that we, if you like what you heard about Quinn tonight, make sure that you support him. Energy for Success Radio Show and Life Coach Radio needs your support. So go to audibletrial.com/LifeCoachRadio and sign up for your membership trial today. Carolyn, you want to share with our listening audience what we have coming up in April?
Yes, awesome. We will be hosting a workshop that will be called The Gift of Relationships. And this is going to take what you've heard in the last 2 weeks to a whole deeper level, because we're going to go into you actually defining your criteria for a healthy relationship. And we're going to talk about relationship gaps and what you need to do to fill them, how to change the negative relationships, or maybe, you know, let it go, walk away from the negative relationships that are in your life, and also understanding that the most important relationship is with you. And how do you develop that self-acceptance? How do you not settle and stay in that situation that you really know your heart is not there, that you learn that you can have more? And we're going to talk about nurturing and growing healthy relationships. You're going to learn how to put the limiting beliefs and all the things that you've heard to the side so that you can have a healthy relationship, because one of the greatest gifts that you can have is relationships. And if you want to find out more, Deborah, if you want to give them the email address they can go to, or the link they can go to register.
Absolutely. We have an early registration going on right now that kicked off yesterday. You can go to www.justformygirls, and that is JUSTFORMYGIRLS.com. So www.justformygirls.com. Click on the events link and you can register there. Is for single women, women in relationships, married women, men and women. All are welcome to participate in this upcoming teleclass. You don't want to miss it. To our listeners, I hope you enjoyed the past hour, that you find it engaging. Boy, we came from a Christian perspective. We threw a little, Quinn threw some history in there for us. we touched on a whole lot tonight, but it was all in love and trying to get a clearer understanding on how we can improve our relationship with each other, how we can bring back that human connection that is important as we go about relating better with one another. At Energy for Success, we welcome your feedback. Send me an email to Deborah Mathis at engagetosuccess.com. Or if you'd like to be coached on the air, just send me an email as well with the topic you'd like to be coached on. Thank you for listening. I'm Deborah Mathis, again, the host of Energy for Success. I'm a life coach and business coach, and I'm here to energize your best you. Have a good evening, everyone. See you on the 9th.